Mary knew it. Steve knew it. I don't know that anybody else knows it, but I am now wearing something other than earrings in my ears. I am wearing hearing aids. And I'll tell you, I too thought, oh, well, those are just for old people. And I'm like, oh, I don't want my cognitive ability to decline. I guess I better get hearing aids on. Let me introduce you to the woman who put them on me and has walked me through it and answered hundreds of questions, because that's how I am. Dr. Ronna Fisher is from Hearing Health Centers. How are you today? I got to get you closer to the microphone.
I'm great.
I know. You always look great, too. How long have you been hearing health centers? This is your place, right?
It is. If I told you, I'd have to kill you. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Oh, wow. And I said to Ronna the first time that I met her, I said, you know, well, part of the problem is my husband mumbles. Yeah, she just rolled her eyes again, like she did when we were in the office. She's like, no, he probably doesn't. And I said, no, he does. And she said, no, he doesn't. And then she gave me hearing aids to wear, and I was like, okay, maybe he doesn't. How many people come in and say that?
I would say everybody.
Really?
I would hear fine. She mumbles. If she just looked at me when she talked, I wouldn't have a problem.
Yes, yes.
Everybody's in denial.
I know. And why is that? Because I have no shame in wearing them or talking about them. But a lot of people are worried. I brought it up to a coworker, and he said to me, well, I wouldn't want anybody to see them. And I said, well, there are hearing aids that go directly in your ear and nobody sees them. But are we not past the stigma?
No, we're not past the stigma. For whatever reason, hearing aids are still associated with getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And just accept that the average person now getting hearing aids is in their 50s.
Right. Because they've been wearing earbuds and headphones their whole life. They might have started out with the Sony Walkman, some of them, but then it certainly went into earbuds. And I worry that the generations behind us, it's just going to be sooner and sooner that they need hearing aids.
That is true. And it is sooner and sooner. And it's been happening over the last 10, 15 years that hearing loss is occurring younger and younger. In fact, and it's no secret that Roger Daltrey came to see me, and I spent Saturday with him. He's the rock icon from The Who. And I said, Roger, so many people are hesitant to do something about their hearing. What would you tell them? And he said, I would tell them, it's not about getting older, it's about caring about yourself.
Oh.
It's about caring about your brain, your overall health, because your hearing is associated with your heart, your brain, diabetes, and caring about the people you love.
Yeah, because you don't hear the people you love, and they get really frustrated. They really do. Okay, so I knew that you had a friendship with what I call my boyfriend, because, you know, that's, I mean, back in the day, people used to say, oh, it's Lisa Daltrey, because they knew I loved Roger. And The Who was in town, what could be their final tour, and I assumed that you would hang out with him, and you did, because I've seen the picture of him and other rock stars on the walls at Hearing Health Center. How long does your friendship with him go back?
2012 is when he first came to see me.
And he came to see you for hearing aids?
Yes. Well, I went to his hotel room to take ear impressions for ear monitors, which musicians wear.
Ah.
And he was yelling at his band, saying, you're drowning me out. You're playing too loud. And I said, Roger, I don't think it's your band.
She's very bold like that. She's going to call you out.
I think it's you. And he came in the next day, and we tested his hearing, and indeed, he had quite a bit of hearing loss, as 76% of all musicians do.
Yeah.
And we started taking care of his hearing, and I've been seeing him ever since.
You know, you pointed that out to me, because I always thought that maybe wearing headphones every day during my adult life had something to do with it. You also said, well, it's all those concerts you go to.
Every one of them aged your ears 2.5 years, and the results are permanent and irreversible. And it's never going to get better.
Yeah, she gave me that realization, too. I was like, oh. But if you wear hearing aids, you can prevent further loss?
Yes.
Okay.
We know, everybody's afraid that, oh, it's going to damage my hearing. I can't make them loud enough to damage your hearing. But we know, many years ago, you were considered a quack if you fit two hearing aids, because you can't prove in a soundproof booth that two ears are better than one. And so we only fit one ear. That ear stayed the same and the other deteriorated.
Oh, yeah. When I came to see Rana, it's Rana Fisher, by the way, for just tuning in, Dr. Rana Fisher from Hearing Health Centers. I really thought, well, I probably just have one bad ear. I'm just going to get one hearing aid. Again, she's rolling her eyes at me.
Generally, if you're having difficulty, it's both ears. And you want it to be both ears, because if you only have hearing loss in one ear, it's a red flag. That something else is going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I never knew crickets were so damn loud. I'm like, what is outside my window? And then she asked me about blinkers on my car, and I looked her straight in the face, and I said, "I my blinkers don't make noise." And she looked at me. She goes, "Yes, they do." I go, "No, they really don't." I haven't really given it thought, but I don't know why they don't. And that night I went home and I talked to my husband, and he's like, "Of course your blinkers make noise. You just don't hear it." And I wouldn't have missed those things. Like, I didn't know I was missing them. It wasn't until people in my life are like, "All right, you're making me crazy. You need to do something about your hearing."
That's because you're not deaf. You hear. You just don't understand. So most people don't have a hearing problem. It's an understanding problem. It's a clarity problem. They just don't know whether someone said show, flow, throw, and it could change the whole conversation and meaning of things. And one day things disappear and you don't realize. I told you, one day your blinkers disappeared. You don't know what day that was.
Right.
But... and you didn't really miss it, but it's there. There's all kinds of sounds of life that are there that you don't experience or hear, and that disconnects you from the world and the people around you.
Right. And you get very demanding, like, "Please look at me when you speak," which people are like, "No, I'm at the kitchen sink, or I'm in the back seat of the car." You said it was the consonants that were an issue for me. So I might have thought I heard snow, but it was really show.
Exactly. And yeah. It can change the whole meaning. I always tell this story when my kids were telling me, "Mom, you can't hear. Mom, get your hearing checked. Mom, TV's loud." "I hear fine. You mumble. Just look at me when you talk." And I'm at a dinner party with like six people. And I said to the woman across from me, "How's your dad?" And she said, "He died." I said, "That's great. Tell him I said hello." I wasn't laughing then. I thought she said he's fine.
Yes, yes. Did you have hearing health centers before you had hearing aids? Like, did you get into the business and then discover that you needed them?
This was only maybe 10 years ago that I started wearing them. But it's like you don't realize it.
Yeah.
That you're saying, "What? Huh? Pardon me," so many times. And people are getting tired and frustrated with you.
Right.
They don't like to repeat. And it doesn't look like there's anything wrong with you.
Right.
So you tell them, "I can't hear. Can you face me? Or can you speak up?" And they remember for about 2 seconds.
Right. And they get very mad because they think you're ignoring them because you don't respond to what they say. And the person behind Hearing Health Centers, and I just made an announcement that, yes, she has fitted me with hearing aids, and it has made a huge change. Now, there is a lot of stuff that I don't want to hear that I now hear, Rana, that you warned me about. Like, I could go without hearing that all the time. Like,
I said I didn't promise you were going to love everything you hear.
And you pitched Roger Daltrey on using that song, right? You wanted him to do a commercial for you?
Well, I wanted him to say, I said, "Roger, you could go anywhere in the world for your hearing. Why do you keep coming to Hearing Health Center?" And, because you're the best and whatever. And he said, "I've been to other places, you know." And I wanted him to say, "And I won't be fooled again."
And he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't say that.
He thought
it was hokey.
Okay, here comes the questions, all your hearing questions. And there's a bunch of them. Let's start with Brad on line one. Hey, Brad, thanks for calling from Loves Park. What's your question for Dr. Fisher?
Hi, Lisa. I really have a comment about the benefits of my hearing aids. I'm a working musician. I'm 78 years old. I've been playing for 61 years. Because of that, I had nerve damage tinnitus that can't be overcome. When I got my hearing aids, I noticed that my tinnitus was drastically reduced. In some cases, I didn't hear it at all. And I attribute that to the fact that I not only hear spoken voices better, but I hear ambient noises like pouring coffee, locking the door, brushing my teeth. I hear those noises, and it kind of distracts my brain from listening to the tinnitus.
Oh.
And it's really been a big boost for me.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Brad.
I love you for sharing that. And you are absolutely right that you're hearing things you should be instead of what's going on in your head.
Yeah, yeah. And George and Bonnie just sent in a text and said, congratulations, Lisa, on the hearing aids. Be proud. Wear them. We're proud of you. Thanks for calling, Brad. Let's go to line three. This is Della from Mount Prospect. What's your question for Ronna Fisher?
It is about tinnitus, and the use, when I didn't even know when the doctor said it was tinnitus. I go, what's tinnitus? When I knew the word tinnitus, but I don't know why they changed it to tinnitus. Well, anyway, that's the problem I have. My tinnitus is elevated when I'm not wearing my hearing aids, because I have hearing aids that I'm working on trial, but then at night, my tinnitus is high volume, and I don't know if what's happening.
What's happening is, during the day, I mean, 95% of all people with tinnitus have a corresponding hearing loss. So your hearing, they think it's nerve fibers firing too fast in your head. When you put the hearing aids on, you're hearing life. You're hearing the sounds of life all around you, and so you don't hear what's going on in your head, the ringing. But when you take them off, it's like people take off their hearing aids, they think they're really deaf. Their hearing loss isn't any worse than it was before they put them on, but they know what they're missing. And same with your tinnitus, tinnitus, they are both correct.
Oh, good, because everybody says it a different way. If you ever want to reach out to Ronna or her team, it's 833-GO-HEARING. They're lovely. They'll answer all your questions, 833-GO-HEARING. Somebody here is saying, do industrial ultrasonic welders for joining plastics cause hearing loss? And then they went on to say, are there sounds we can't hear that damage our ears? Well, you can't hear them because your ears are damaged, right?
At the welders, notorious for hearing loss. Anything that's louder than, let's see, you screaming or you raising your voice is too loud.
Oh.
It's amazing what the sounds that you live with every day that are damaging your hearing.
Another person is asking, are there certain earbuds or headphones that are more harmful than others, or is loud volume the main reason for hearing loss?
Volume and length of time listening.
Okay.
So the longer you listen, the lower the volume must be. The higher the volume, the less time you can spend listening.
And is that why you said, like, loud sounds, even though I don't hear well without before hearing aids, loud sounds like sirens, I'm doubled over cupping my ears because it hurts so bad?
It's a phenomena that goes along with having decreased hearing. You have decreased hearing and need it louder to hear. At the same time, a little bit above that, it's too loud, you can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to build up your tolerance.
All right. Someone is asking, I was told I need a cochlear implant, not hearing aids. Have there been any advancement? They said that was years ago. Have there been any advancements in hearing aids that would allow me to get them instead? They said I have a clarity issue, so the hearing aids could be turned up all the way and it wouldn't help.
That's an individual. I'd have to see what your hearing looks like, how well you understand. We do brain processing tests to see it, how well your brain processes, especially in noise. It's not just about the beep test. Beep tests only tell me how loud you need it. It doesn't tell me, once it's loud enough, if you're going to understand what you hear.
Okay.
And So we do clarity testing. And then we have a conversation, depending on how well you do or don't do. And what the hearing aids can and cannot do for you. And it's worth it to try. Yes, there's been technological advancements, so many in the last year or so, that you might find hearing aids work great for you. You can always have a cochlear implant, but I would try the hearing aids first.
In fact, I have a dear friend who had one and had it taken out and is now using hearing aids, and life is better. So there's a million more questions. I'm sorry we have another guest lined up, but I could sit and shoot the breeze. Please, next time you hang out with Roger Daltrey, I would
I'll
like
invite
an invite.
You.
Thank you. Dr. Ronna Fisher, it's Hearing Health Center's 833-GO-HEARING.